The following podcast is a part of the Spin Studio Network.
This is Happy Hour with Lucy and Nikki.
Honestly, guys, I just like saying come. I don't have an issue with it.
Yeah. What about did you? Chumalaka, chumalaka,
chumalaka. I feel like no.
I feel like hashtag mood kill.
Did you? Kia, kia, kia. Oh, that's too close to hire. Oh, wow. I'm really karate trained.
What about hoodlihoo?
Yeah, that. Yeah.
This episode is brought to you by High Smile.
Cheers, babes. Welcome to Happy Hour with Lucy and Nikki, the real life shit you only discuss over a drink. But before we start, a little disclaimer.
So as always, we are here for a good time, and I always say, but a particularly good time. But of course, this is a particularly good time today because we've got Miss Abby Chatfield in. Ayo.
Ayo. We've got our girl back.
You go.
Oh, we actually never do that. Good to know, but still human doll.
Yeah.
But yeah, we got Abby in. You guys fucking know and love her. We know and love her. She's currently in lockdown down in Sydney. So we've just sort of been chatting to her about how she's getting by because we all know she loves a bit of D and the V.
D and the V being dick and vagina, babes, just to clarify that because anyway, that was a bit confusing. But yeah, so Abby, if you guys don't know, if this is the first time you're ever hearing her name, Abby Chatfield was about two seasons ago the runner-up on The Bachelor. But since then, she's kind of pioneered her own journey, I guess, her own career as not only like she's much more than an influencer, she's kind of like a person of interest, would you say? Like she's, you know, she's a very, very active feminist. She's huge kind of in talking about all things sex and like personal pleasure. She's bought out her own vibrator collection.
Yeah, she's like sort of like a crusader for the ladies, I would say.
She really is a crusader for the ladies.
And she's so intelligent. Like she's often finding herself in hot water just from things that she's saying on her Instagram. But the best thing about her is that she fucking bites back. And we touched on that in the episode, like about in this case, particularly men sort of kind of trying to bring her down in terms of like slut shaming her essentially. So we speak about that as well. We speak about how she's going in lockdown and how she's still keeping her sexual appetite very well fed.
Oi, look at you go. Satisfied.
Yeah, she's very satisfied. And, you know, maybe a few tips that we could all try here. Not in lockdown.
Literally. Up here in Queensland where we're the only, you know, state on the East Coast that's been lucky enough to not be in lockdown. So feeling very blessed at the moment. But thinking of everyone in Sydney and Melbourne, of course. But yeah, Abby is always just a really fun and easy person to talk to. She's very open about her love life. She's very open about her sexual experiences and what's going on. So I think it's always really awesome to get her in and talk because she doesn't hold back. Like obviously there's a lot of times when Nick and I go to talk about things in our personal life and it's like, fuck, it's just a little bit too red hot and I don't really want to like give away too much just because, you know, people listen. But
I
love that Abby.
I fully appreciate that she does that because that is her personal life and people know who she is.
It's exactly. Like, I'm like, yeah. I always, every time she jumps on and is completely and truly authentically herself and talks about what's going on for her and her ex-partners and her, you know, even to the point where she's puts herself out there enough to kind of get in these arguments with people. Like sometimes if someone ever writes anything rude to me, I might screenshot it and put it on my close friends for a lol amongst my close friends. But
literally.
I'm like, I don't go like, I can't be fucked starting like a whole, you know, battle. But I just love that Abby always does that.
Well, and, you know, it all comes down to her just standing up for what she believes in as well, which is just awesome.
It's really awesome. We could talk about Abby all day long, but let's just bring her in and have a quick chat with her.
Welcome, Abby. Welcome back, I should say.
Hey, thanks, girls. Good to see you.
Oh, my God. It's
we just
so good
love
to see
having you back, Abs, our girl.
The queenie.
Last time we recorded, Nikki and I were fucking blind and you ended up being pretty drunk by the end of it too.
Yeah, that was lots of fun. I wish I could do it in person again and send it afterwards, but these fucking lockdowns.
I know.
Literally.
Get us back together.
I actually, Abs, would just love to have a night out with you. You're the energy I need in my life right now, single energy.
I know we need to. I'll bring like bags of vibrators out. And we can give them out to random girls that we see in the bars we think need them.
Literally, oh my God.
You look a little uptight tonight. Would you like to put this up you?
Yeah. Absolutely.
Would you like to put this giant orange thing in your vagina?
It isn't giant. It's like quite small. She's quite svelte.
It's sleek. It's sleek as fuck. How has your how's your recent launch gone? It killed it again.
Yeah, killed it again. I think we've sold it. We've sold more rapidly this time than we did the first time. I think because there's all the reviews, everyone was waiting. So yeah, we've sold a fuck ton, and we have, but we have a lot of stock this time. We have like double the stock, so it probably won't sell out, which is what the plan was, is to actually have it so people can get it.
Totally.
So it lasts at least a full pay cycle, you know, because it was like a bit shit last time, like how many DMs I got being like, I missed out, and I was like, oh fuck. So we like doubled the stock. So yeah, it's back. It's so exciting.
I was loving your reviews, how everyone was like, I squirted, like all this I was like, go off, sisters.
Babe, people were squirting like 13 times and shit. People were like, I can't. And I'm like, how the fuck do you have that much liquid? How are you that hydrated? Like, I always forget they're prude. To the Lucy's a fucking prude.
I have never squirted, can I just say? Ever.
Neither.
Nah, me either.
Neither, babe.
But like, that's what's so amazing about these things. It's like you can just go, boop, squirt.
Yeah, but I'm still trying, and I'm like, I'm trying with, I've asked lots of different partners to help have a go, and I've tried myself, but it isn't happening for me. I think it's a mental thing. I think in my head, I think I can't squirt, therefore I'm not squirting. But I actually had a podcast with a woman called Rosie Reese. She has something called the Yoni Pleasure Palace, and she has something called the Sacred Squirter.
What is it? Is it a vibrator?
No, it's a crystal dildo. It's like a tent. It's hectic. Anyway, she gave me like instructions on how to squirt because she squirted for the first time when she was 27, I think. So she was like, she was trying as well. So I reckon there's hope for us girls.
Well, I want to talk because we are in a state of, you know, a lot of state, I shouldn't say we're in a state of lockdown, but the country is in a lot of lockdowns happening at the moment. Victoria's in a lockdown. Mm. Sydney's in a lockdown. And I feel like more than ever, a vibrator, like if ever a vibrator is going to pop off, it's going to be in lockdown. So many people can't go out and meet people, therefore to have sex and blah, blah, blah. So let's just talk strictly self-pleasure and love for a bit, shall we?
Okay, let's do it. Yeah, I agree. I mean, lockdown's a good time to you know, to learn something about your own body and try and get that squirting done. But also I think it's so good for FaceTime fucking. If you do have someone, like if it's just about like, like, we love a FaceTime fuck with a vibrator, you know? Like, the number one request that I have is I want to see something inside your pussy. And I feel like my little Abby is great for that, you know? It's a different color type of sweater.
Do you actually have FaceTime sex with multiple people or one? Or, like, talk to me about FaceTime sex because I'm hard up sending a bloke a regular text, let alone getting them on FaceTime to have sex.
Yeah, what's the etiquette?
Yeah, yeah. Well, there's one person that prefers just to get videos and he just tells me what he wants and that's quite fun. And also it's nice because I don't have to do it straight away. I can like have like a schedule. There's one guy that I regularly FaceTime fuck and it's fun. I mean, it's the best you're going to get in lockdown, isn't it? Like it's not like ideal, but it's also fun because then when I come, I can just hang up and like go to watch TV or something. I have to talk to them afterwards.
No snuggles.
Do you like this guy or is he just like literally like someone you've kind of got? Have you actually fucked him in real life before?
Yeah. There are people that I fucked in real life. I feel like I couldn't. There was someone that I was like sending. Oh, my God. Tie-dye energy.
Yes.
So,
yes. Hey, get off to his podcast or something.
Babe, I still am fucking sexting him. This has been like literally almost 2 years. It's so sad. But like I've only face and fucked him like once briefly, like not like once or twice. Like I usually get sent him videos and nudes and shit because – whatever. But people that I have fucked, yeah, like I mean, I find it fun if I have fucked them. They can talk about shit they want to do. But I also get to a point sometimes where I'm not going to come. Like I'm not going to come on FaceTime with you. So like talk to you later. I'm going to watch Real Housewives.
Like I just think that's so cool that I'd be so scared. Like, and do you put a filter on? Like, I
why?
Don't know.
I put a filter. No, you can't put a filter. Yeah, like no, I usually put it on my on my ring light.
Ah.
I like put it on my ring light and I'll angle the ring light down over the bed so it's kind of like a POV moment.
Yeah.
And I'll wear lingerie sometimes. I like ask them like what you want me to be wearing when I answer the phone. Like it's a whole thing.
Wow.
And then yeah.
You it's not like, charging them for this, babe.
No, I know. I really should, but I mean yeah, you know what? I should. It's free labor.
Yeah.
And like, I'm not really getting much from it.
If you're asking them, like, what kind of, like, you're putting on a full show, babe. That's a full kit and caboodle.
Babe, I'm like putting on like stockings. Wow. You know how fucking annoying it is to put on lingerie? I know. Lingerie, stockings, that's the hardest part. And heels and prancing around in heels, my house. It's fucking stupid. Tearing makeup, washing my hair.
If you've got a ring light and lingerie, what's their FaceTime setup like?
Oh, they're just being a shit man sitting there with their dick out, aren't they? And most of them don't even see their dick.
Oh, so unfair.
I know, but I mean, it's more for me to just feel hot. Like, it's more like a narcissistic thing, I think, if I feel really hot and then if I prance around, then I'll come easier. Because I've realized that my kink, I think, is just people being obsessed with me. I don't think it's actually like if they're like, you're so hot. I'm like, yeah, I am. Thank you. And then I go.
At least you've like kind of fully come to terms with how like narcissistic that is.
Oh, totally, babe. Like, it's a praise kink is what it's called.
Yeah. It's like you're narcissistic, but at least you're self-aware. Like, you know, there's positives in there.
Super self-aware. Yeah. And like every so often we'll get like a you're a whore in the middle, you know what I mean? Like we mix it up. It's not all just positives. So it's fun.
Do you care about getting like what's that kind of term? What is that kink where they talk like really derogatory to you?
It'd be like a humiliation kink probably.
Is that, are you into that?
Yeah. Hectic. Yeah. But only if they do it well. Only if they do it well. Sometimes they're just like, you're a whore over and over again. And I'm like, get creative.
You're like,
yeah. Like one guy that I fuck has like full stories. He has like full, like, he'll like do like a, like an audio erotica basically on FaceTime. So that's fun. But one, like one guy that I've been fucking recently, well, not anymore because I'm in lockdown and he doesn't live in Sydney, but he would just be like, you're a whore, like over and over again. And I'm like, babe, get it together.
Right click synonyms, brother.
Yeah, literally right click synonyms. Like, get a grip. I'm hoping that he's gotten it together by the time I see him next.
So you've got, I love that you're just like openly just kind of got a bit of a roster going on. Like, that's Monday night FaceTime guy. That's when I see him and we're in the same city guy.
Yeah. And now that I think about it, none of them know. So maybe I should. I mean, not that I'm hiding it from them. Like, none of them want a relationship with me. You know, it's like, I think it's just sex and it's just fun for now.
Well, that was one of our most kind of highly requested questions for you, Abs, is like, what's the latest with your love life?
Well, I had a really tragic, I had like a shit couple of months recently.
Tell
where
us.
I had some really, yeah, I can't really tell details though, because I promised him that I wouldn't, but I had some really shit, weird, intense time with this guy that I met a couple of times and it was fucking intense. And I think he just triggered everything in me because he reminded me of my ex so much and also kind of acted like him. And it just got a bit fucking weird and there was drama with him. So then, it's kind of ended. But yeah, there is someone that's like recent and he's really nice, but he bought me flowers.
Oh, that's cute. So nice.
I know.
What was the context?
It is cute.
Like, just because?
He just bought me flowers. Yeah. Oh. Because he went to the florist and he was like, I got you an extra bunch. That was the florist. So like, that's nice. He's really lovely. And he's nice, but I'm just kind of like sus on it because he's so nice and he's English and I'm just like, I'm sus on this shit, you know? So like with me, I guess I am single, but I'm always seeing someone. And that's like a toxic trait of mine is that I'm always dating someone.
Yeah.
Like I can never just be alone. Like I'm always having someone that I'm seeing or like at least thinking about or FaceTime fucking. So I thought that I was going to have a moment after this last guy that kind of, you know, we had some drama, but then, you know, I didn't. Now I'm back on the horse.
Were you a bit heartbroken after this last guy? I'm getting a bit heartbroken energy.
Yeah, I wasn't heartbroken because we'd only hung out a couple of times, but it was just really intense and like even he, like both of us were like we'd have sex and we'd laugh afterwards. We'd be like, this is so fucking intense. Like what's going on? And I think it just got really intense really quickly and then there was drama really quickly and then it ended really quickly and it was just like, what the fuck? And then I felt a bit silly for caring so much. And then, but now it's like completely fine. Now it's like, I don't even think about it. But it was kind of like a month where from between meeting him and it like fully being gone, where it was so intense and I didn't know what the fuck was going on. And I hadn't felt that way in such a long time. But now I'm back to being normal. It was like weird. I'll tell you when I see you the full story, you'll be like, what the fuck? But it was just.
That just sounds like passion, like so much passion on both ends.
Yeah, super passionate. And I think it was also kind of like, I think when we met, we thought we were just going to have sex once and never talk again.
Yeah.
I think that was both of our kind of vibe. And then it got a bit complicated and then she happened. So yeah, it was like, it's fine. Like it's not a thing anymore. But I was really sad. like really sad.
How long were you sad for?
Like really sad for like, and it wasn't even sad, like anxious for like a week. I was like anxious and embarrassed because of what happened. But for like a week, it was like fucked. Oh. But I told him that. I was like, I feel shit. I feel so fucked. But we're like friends now. Like it's like we're not anything. And also live with lockdown, it's been good because I can't go and see these toxic people. Because a lot of people in my life that are toxic live in Brisbane. Because oh. it's like
Brisbane, home of the brown snake and toxic people.
Exactly, brown snake vibe. So I can't see these people. So I kind of have to focus in Sydney. I also realized that I was dating people or like fucking people that didn't live in Sydney as kind of like a barrier to not have to commit to people. Because like
that's what someone said to me one time about just like all these different kind of weird interactions that I had with different boys. And they were like, do you just find it weird that you've kind of really only chosen people that are unavailable in some way, shape or form?
Yeah.
Like it might not be distance. We're
the exact same.
Per se, it might be age or it might be like their emotional maturity or whatever, but it's like you're just continuously choosing people that are not available. I'm like, fuck, so true.
Literally, it's like so unlikely.
Yeah, it's like self-protection.
Mm.
Yeah, and then you kind of focus on that one person. Like, but if only it wasn't for this one thing, then it'd be great. But it's like the reason why you're so obsessed with them is because of this one thing.
Mm.
Like even like Bachelor, that was an example, but like even from Bachelor, everyone that I dated has either like not lived in the same city as me or they've had like a job that like we can't date publicly or they're really busy or they're traveling or I'm traveling or it's like there's always something. There's always something that's kind of missing and you're right. And it's kind of like you're self-sabotaging by choosing those people. So I decided to try to not date outside of Sydney.
Good girl. And now you found a lovely English chap.
Yeah. I mean, we'll see. It's not really like that serious, ATM, but we'll see.
So I want to know about like this lockdown time and your vibrator. So do you just use your vibrator, the Abby vibrator?
I actually use the routine at present is, have you got the Empress, the suction vibrator?
We have a suction vibrator, yeah.
Well, I love it how it's like, so like we have one, like we share it.
We have it like a co-parent.
It's so expensive, you're like, you know.
Lucy gets it on weekends. Nikki gets it during the
week. Babe, weekend. I'll be honest with you guys. I'm going to put it out there. This is why I'm so intrigued and interested, Abs, in what you've got to say. Nikki and I are very different in the vibrator realm. I've never used – I've tried to use one once and didn't like it. I don't use it.
Why didn't you like it?
That like kind of really quick vibrational feel just didn't do the same thing for me that, you know – I need it, I guess.
You can get different level ones though. Like that's the good thing about those sucky ones. Like sometimes you get like a really light little buzz that like you can change intensity.
Sounds like a little drink.
A little drink.
Yeah, you get a little. Maybe you like being penetrated more than you like clitoral stimulation. Is that what it is?
No, I like clitoral stimulation. I just can't go past the old fashioned finger if I'm just put it straight out there.
Really? Yeah. Good on you. That's great. I'm happy for you.
Maybe she's got a really sensitive clit.
Just waiting. It's like out in the open all the time. It's like ready to be taken.
But, you know, like sometimes I just can't – like I'm like I need to get around this because some of our friends are so – like, you know, Nick, you love a vibrator.
Mm.
Like love, even in like sex with a guy and stuff. A lot of our friends love vibrators.
Oh, like mainly in sex with a guy, babe.
Yeah.
It's kind of good that you're not though, because honestly, they're pretty fucking good. Like sometimes if I don't pack my vibrator, like I'll be like, fuck.
Yeah. When bars were open and when that weird little brief period where we could go to bars.
But you took it out in case you took someone home.
Yeah, mate. I'm fucking telling you. I would take it. I would have it on charge.
Is that a joke?
No, I'm being 100% serious.
All I can picture is you going up to the bar and being like, have you guys got a charger? I just need to plug this in.
And they're like, oh, they're like, iPhone? I'm like, no, Vush.
Could you imagine?
Don't worry, I'm not a Samsung user. It's for my vibrator.
Don't freak out.
If you go home on a one-night stand, do you whip out your vibrator on a one-night stand?
Yeah, if I have it with me, fuck yeah. And if they come to my house, which is very rare, no, it's not really a lot of male energy allowed in my house. But yeah, if they're in my house, then it's a bad aura. If I'm sleeping with a man, I prefer to go to their house because
then you can escape.
I can escape.
It's so funny you should say that because there was this one stage when I'd hooked up with this guy And Nikki kept being like, and he was in our house.
I really didn't sit well with me.
And I didn't really care. I was like, so? And she was like, I just think it's so weird that he was in our house. And
I was like, I just don't want him in your space when you feel negatively towards him. I'm like, it's bad for your juju.
I didn't really
think. I agree. It's bad for the juju. I also think it's if they're always at your house, I think you then have memories of them. If it goes really badly, even if it's only like a couple of times, then you have memories of them being in your space and you feel their energy and you just like, like it's just yuck. But I also just don't, I don't like, I think as well I get a bit nervous about like men coming to my house because I have a nice house and I think they get intimidated and weird. Apartment or house, I live in a house, I'm not that rich. I know, I just think I that might be an insecurity thing for me. But like, I think because I had a friend who years ago, she was like 23 and had bought a house in Brisbane because she was really good with money. And she was my tutor at uni. And she was like, I never bring guys here. And if they do, I say that I'm renting or at my parents' house because I get embarrassed that I own this place.
Fuck that. I'd be like, this is my house. It's my house and I live here.
Do you think that's a thing? Because I feel like abs for you in particular, when looking at you and your personality, I feel like there'd be a lot more things that maybe would be intimidating to a guy before your humble abode. Maybe the fact that you get on like to your audience of hundreds of thousands of people and say how you had sex the night before with a guy and he had a small dick and blah, blah, blah. You know what I mean?
Maybe. Yeah, that could be more of an issue than the...
You're like, it's the house. It's the fact that I've got a nice house.
It's the house. Like, but I... Yeah, look. Upon reflection, girls, that could be more of the thing.
It's a nice coffee table. It's my coffee table, surely.
It's my vintage sideboard. They're like, how did you get that? You know, they're like, what the fuck? You know what? Actually, maybe it is. It is all that shit. I think as well because I've had men who earn a decent amount, but I still earn more than them, and they get like, they'll like tell me that I need to do certain things with my money. As though I don't have a degree in property economics, and also as though like I'm daft. Like it's like I get a bit mansplaining because I'm like, you need to do this. Whereas I've also had men who have like much more money than I have, and they know they earn more, and they like it that I have my own money. It's like men who earn all, but then if men earn, it's weird. Okay, so it's like up to like, let's say like a 5 out of 10 of how much I earn, then they're really normal about it. But if they're close to me and they're used to being the rich one in the relationship and I earn more than them still, they hate it. Then if it's people that earn way more than me, they love it. Does that make sense?
Yeah, I know what you mean.
That's interesting.
It's like either out of reach, so that's kind of like you're aspirational. Then if it's too close, it's almost competitive. And then if they're way ahead of you but you're still doing well, they're like, fuck yeah, she's not some pleb that I'm going to have to shout at dinner for the rest of her life. She can look after herself.
Yeah, like I literally had a guy say one time to me, I love that you have money randomly. And I was like,
really?
Okay. He's like, I love you have your own income. Yeah, that's great. And I was like, yeah, same with you because you don't get weird about my money.
We have a guy friend and he can pick, he calls them leeches.
Oh gosh, here
he
we
can
go.
Pick a leech a mile away, like honestly before they even open their mouth. And 9 times out of 10, he's been right.
Well, he is very seasoned in the field of leeches, so of course he would know.
But, like, I would hate that to be my main, like, worry in terms of, like, meeting someone. Like, that'd be the worst.
But you guys kill it. So surely you guys have a similar thing where it's, like, do men ever get weird about your businesses and how successful you guys are? Because the thing is, people don't understand that this job, what this job is, right? And they think, like, you know, and I think it'd be different if you two were earning the same amount but you were, like, working in, like, finance something. They'd be like, okay, I understand it. But they don't get – because your personality is so, like, bleh. I think they'd be intimidated by the personalities plus your job, right? Do you get that?
I think Nikki and I still kind of, yes, like we earn good wage, but we still kind of live a fairly humble, like, you know, we don't drive Mercedes. We are.
Like we live in a share house.
We live together.
Yeah.
In a share house. But it's a very bougie share house. It's got a nice couch, but.
Bougie.
So,
we love a nice couch, and the couch is expensive.
Well, that's it. But it's like, I don't think we don't give off those vibes that people kind of feel like intimidated by our wealth because we just don't, it's not that obvious. And we're not that wealthy either.
I've definitely experienced it though. And it's a hard one to even like kind of like navigate, I feel, because it's sort of like, what are you meant to say? Like, you can't like belittle yeah. yourself and like what you do, but then it's like you don't want to like make someone feel shitter by being like offering to pay if you're not like on the same level. It's kind of tricky.
It's really hard, yeah. And I think I'm the same. I still drive my beat up Mazda. Like, the only thing that I really spend money on is my rent. But I'll like, you know, I don't really buy designer shit. Like, I'm not flashy with money. Like, I'll share out dinner for my friends. That's the kind of like level that it'll go to. But then I think it's when they kind of like figure out, like what you're earning. It's and then it's even weirder for them because like, oh, I thought that I was the big man in this. They're like, oh, I thought that. It's like, no, I actually don't need you at all. And some of them really like it and some of them really hate it.
So we just wanted to take a minute to talk about today's sponsor, which is, of course, HiSmile.
So you babes already know that we're huge fans of the Australian oral beauty brand, HiSmile, and today we just want to remind you why.
Yeah, so we've actually known the founders, Nick and Alex, for a number of years now, and their story is really fucking inspiring. There's no stopping these guys. Honestly, they're amazing. And we visited their new HQ earlier this year. It is incredible, like full Google energy.
100%. It was so sick. But in April this year, they released their clinically proven, dentist-backed PAP Plus formula and have reinvented their cult product, the Teeth Whitening Kit. So just when you thought it couldn't get any better.
Honestly, so their products are non-toxic, peroxide and paraben-free and cause no pain or sensitivity, which is a question we get asked all the time because obviously you guys know we use HiSmile. We can confirm that they are completely comfortable and easy to use.
Totally. So you can try their amazing products. The team at HiSmile have given us a discount code just for you. So use the code WILD at the checkout for 20% off store-wide for a limited time.
Let's go. I think this is a really interesting topic and I like that we can talk to you about it, Abs, because you're such a single lassie. I think like I've had moments where like my ex-partner, he was so supportive of my career and very kind of like looked at me doing well and being successful as kind of like empowering, I guess you would say. He was like, that's so amazing.
Yeah.
And like he found that attractive.
Yes.
And then there's the other token where like Nick was saying, where they're almost like it's kind of like they find it intimidating. But then there's another person altogether, which I guess kind of was what you were talking about. There's different levels of it. There's another guy in the scheme of it all together, that's not the one that's like intimidated of like, you know, someone being really ambitious and stuff. And then there's not the one that's super supportive, but there's kind of this guy that's almost like bitter and that's kind of like hates someone else in their relationship. Like if you're in a partnership doing really well, it's kind of almost like a competitive thing.
Totally.
Yes. So true. And also you're right. It isn't really just about money. It's about ambition and like being successful. Like it's like if you guys sold out your shows or something, right? And they get bitter about that. It isn't just about the money. It's about like you having a public persona or being recognized or things like that are really hard to deal with sometimes. But then I think it weeds out the insecure ones. That's an insecurity. You know what I mean? Like being with someone like most of the men that I've ended up even seeing past like, you know, a couple of dates have been that guy that's like super supportive and, you know, super into it and like that about me. But there are those ones that are really insecure. And also I think they assume that because what we do seems kind of frivolous and fun, they're like, they don't get how much hard work it is, especially you two with your business, like how much hard fucking work it is. And then it pays off in the right way. But they think you're just like running around like, oh, designing clothes and doing a podcast and having fun. It's like, no, I'm working my fucking ass off.
It's interesting, hey, like I think it's this would be a really big thing that you could delve into and do a full episode on it with different women, because we live in such a time now where girls really can be like the breadwinners of families.
Big time.
I do think that if you do find a guy out there that is not only supportive but also kind of ambitious and stuff within himself, because if you're like not ambitious yourself and then you're just like, yeah, awesome, my girlfriend earns a shitload of money, you're kind of just like a gold digger in a way. So it's kind of
you're
a leech.
It's about like being ambitious and being respectful, like, you know, of your partner as well. It's kind of like it doesn't matter what level you're on, but if you're kind of demonstrating those things, that's all you need.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, 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 exactly. And it's also hot to be ambitious and to have things that you succeed at. Like,
100%. Oh my God, ambition is so hot.
So hot. So hot. Like, and it doesn't even have to be like even just like being good at your job, that, you know, if you're obviously in corporate, but I'm like, yeah, fuck yeah, you got a deal done, daddy, fuck yeah. Like, it's like that's hot. Like, that's hot, you know? Like, it isn't about like doing the same shit as we do.
Yeah.
But I think they're understanding different goals and success. But I mean, that's because we're all secure in our jobs though, and like who we are as people. So therefore we're like, fuck yeah, it's hot. But a lot of, and men feel emasculated because also I think that they've kind of been taught that their only value or their main value is their money. And I think even though they complain about gold diggers, they're like, when someone isn't a gold digger, they're like, whoa, like, where do I fit into this then? Like, where, like,
yeah.
What value do I have then? They get kind of insecure about it in that way because they're used to being the one that gives people shit for being gold diggers. And they're like, oh, fuck, you don't actually need me for that. What would you need me for? You know, they don't see themselves as whole people.
What's that saying? It's like, they want you to be out there, you know, being like a girl boss, but then they also want you to be the stay-at-home mom, but they want you to be the sexy little slut in the bedroom, but then they also want you to be the, like, quiet, timid little perfect accessory. It's like, fuck me, you can't win.
Yeah, nah, just be loud and earn a lot of money, girls. It's fine. Fuck them. Fuck them.
Do you have a type, Abby? Like, do you have a specific type?
Yeah,
all I've seen is tie-dye energy, and he's super niche.
Oh, my God. He's so niche. He's so niche.
He's niche. No,
I think it's like, well, because obviously I'm bi, so it's like very, very feminine men.
Ah.
I like a feminine man. I mean, Tyler Energy, he's like quite feminine, like really. Like
soft.
He's like kind of like, he's, yeah, I find beards repugnant. I think they are the most disgusting thing in the world. I cannot stand a man with a beard. Like I could not sleep with a man with a beard if my life depended on it. Yeah, like I find it genuinely, I feel physically ill right now talking about it. It's like, right, my biggest ick is a beard. I don't know. Do you guys like beards?
My ex-boyfriend grew a beard. Like, we were traveling for 6 months and he was like, I'm growing my beard. And it got to the point where it just stopped growing down and it started growing out. And yeah, I was like, that's fine. We can, you do you, boo. I was like, as long as you shave it off and we get home. But it was like his thing that he really wanted to do.
Oh, well, I'm glad that you got to do it.
Yeah,
his
good
beard
for you.
It was kind of scary by the end. It was a bit bushman. And well maintained.
I was like, if we get this groomed, it would actually look so fucking sick and fresh. Like, but he just didn't groom it. So say la vie.
Yeah, he just let it go out sideways. Yeah, I mean, it's just a type. I really don't have a type. Like, very feminine women and very feminine men. So it's like really, you know.
Yeah, so babe, tell me, have you been seeing any women lately? Because I've only heard you speaking mostly about guys.
I mean, yeah, it's still happening. Had a threesome a couple of weeks ago before lockdown. That was fun.
Fuck,
it was my last time I had sex.
Right.
Yeah, that was fun. But I find it really hard to date, because obviously right now all I can do is like dating apps like Tinder. But I find it really hard on dating apps with women, because whenever I've matched with girls and dating apps, obviously they're at my age. They know who I am.
Yeah.
And like sometimes they'll say things that are like, from the podcast, and I'm like, I know you're trying to be relatable here, but this is making me feel really anxious about this. So I, like, it makes me nervous. It's like in person is way better with girls.
Yeah, you can pick up on their vibe.
Or meet them like through people rather than like dating apps. I just like, I'm like, I don't know why you've matched with me. Whereas men have no idea who I am. Not a clue. Like if they know who I am, it's fucking weird. Like it's really rare.
I know what you're saying. It's kind of like a fine line where, yeah, if someone's kind of are very aware of who you are and what you do and might, like, especially if you're hooking up with girls, they might listen to your podcast. And then it's like, it's kind of like, are you a fan or a potential love interest?
Yeah. Yeah, exactly. And like, if you know who I am, how much do you know? Do you listen to my stuff? And then it's like, well, you know where to find all my stuff. Like this English guy, he only followed me like the other day. Like there's no idea. Like he's got like 100 followers or something on Instagram. Like he's like not less in this at all.
Yeah.
So that's nice. But I think with girls, I know that could be like a cocky thing, but I have found that almost every girl that I match with mentioned something about like my podcast or like Bachelor or like the Gemini thing. Or and I'm like, I know you're trying to think of a one liner, but it's not helping your case.
Yeah. You're like, I'm not going to hook up with you now. All right. I want to quickly bang out a bunch of Queenie questions the quickest way we possibly can before we have to lose you.
All right. It's a quick fire.
Quick fire. Okay. How was the latest guy that tried to call you out? How does she remain calm when responding? Can you give us a bit quick backstory to that?
Basically, there was a guy who posted on his stories saying, doing a poll of, do you find Abby Chatfield's content concerning? And then, but because he posted a video of me talking about sending nudes and like sucking dick or something, I mean, the usual content. And I basically responded on my stories, I might highlight them actually, but I responded on my stories just like he tried to gaslight me in DMs and he was being a dick, long story short. But I think I stay calm because I don't get – when someone's being so immature, I don't get personally affected. I just it's more fun for me to dissect things. And I think if you intellectualize someone's messages rather than having an emotional response, you can like be angry about it, but not being personally affected and realizing that they're gaslighting you or attacking you because of how they feel about themselves, not about you. Then you're like, okay, I can see what you're doing, you know?
Yeah, totally. Yeah.
And I actually wasn't that calm. I was like pissing myself laughing at like it was fucking, did you two see
that? No, can you please highlight them so we can refer to them and then everyone that's listening to this can refer to them?
Yeah, I will.
Oh, I've got another good one here.
All right, go.
Okay. How do you recommend confronting and discussing feminism things without seeming ignorant?
I mean, don't be ignorant. Get, like, research and understand what you're saying and why you're saying it. And I think as well, people will try to, if it's like a gaslighting man, they'll try to bombard you with bullshit facts and they'll try to do whataboutisms and stick on the topic. So like, for example, if you talk about domestic violence, usually a sexist man will say, well, men get hit as well. So you have to keep it back to the actual topic we're talking about. Like, okay, yes, but the rates are much higher for women. Moving on. So
yes, I love
focus
that.
On the one topic and don't let them diverge. Yeah, that's the biggest thing because that's how they defend themselves if they're a dickhead.
Mm. All right, any tips for singles that live alone during lockdown? Well, hello, it's called the Abbey at Bush.
Yeah, get an Abbey Bush and have FaceTime sex. Don't be scared, like loose. Don't you
I need to have IRL sex, babe. I'm not even in lockdown.
Oh my god, yeah, fuck you. She can have IRL sex. You bitch.
Yeah, go out and get a route for everyone in lockdown.
Oh, could you imagine?
Yeah, for every single person in Sydney, 5 million
you,
routes.
This is for you.
When I eventually end up having sex, I'm gonna literally after say, this one's for Abby.
Yeah, please text me. Be like, I did it for you, babe.
She'll FaceTime you. Full sex lifestyle. Literally. Yeah,
while riding.
Oh, can we actually talk about that? So you've quit porn.
Yes. What's this about?
Oh, yeah.
Why and how was it going?
So I was having like the best sex of my life a couple months ago and I could not come without thinking about some like fucked up situation that was porn, right? So I decided to just stop watching porn. And it's going well. Like I can come much easier and I haven't watched porn in a couple of weeks now. It was really hard for the first week, really hard. Like it was like.
Wow. How often do you watch porn usually, Abs?
Like once a day, like when I masturbate.
Really? Once a day?
Usually. Maybe more.
No wonder the porn industry's thriving.
It's just on in the background while you're cooking dinner. Like just all the time.
Yeah, I'm like, isn't that beautiful? Yeah. But so I just stopped it. And it was like, it's helped me be able to come not thinking about really cooked stuff. So, right. I mean.
What's your favorite porn?
Yeah, I was going to say, what's your favorite go-to? Porn?
Nah.
Oh, I'm not telling you that. How bad is it?
What is it? I need to know.
It's nah. I'm really into. Nah. Lately, the latest trend was it started as a kind of a joke, and then I really got into it was pegging porn. But
you've spoken about pegging on the podcast we first did.
Oh, did I?
Okay. Yeah. So our followers are familiar with it. The listeners
already know. Okay,
listeners
good.
Know, doll.
Do you like pegging guys?
I haven't ever, and that's why I watch the porn. But I'm not anymore.
If there's anyone out there that wants to get pegged, Abby's open to it.
Chee-hoo, baby.
She's ready.
Okay, would you ever go on The Bachelorette if you were asked?
Yeah, probably.
You'd be the best Bachelorette. Why I'd haven't, be here for that.
Can I ask why they haven't asked you yet? I'm very confused.
I don't know. I have to ask Stephen Tate, the head of Channel 10. No, I think well, because I've said so openly I don't want to do it, and now that I think that I would do it actually. In like a year or two though. I'm still 26. Like I feel like on The Bachelor, there's so much pressure to stay with them forever.
So true.
It's so true.
You know, fucking so young. Like, no.
Nikki got asked to be The Bachelorette and we were literally just talking about it before and I go, why the fuck didn't they ask me, the assholes?
Did you really?
Yeah.
Why didn't you do it? Oh, you have a boyfriend.
I just think.
She has a boyfriend.
Yeah, I guess he's my boyfriend. But also well, I was just like, no, this is ages ago, but they. I don't know. I was just like, fuck, me being on reality TV as the main girl, I reckon I'd just fucking not be natural.
I reckon you'd be great. You'd be so good. It's oh, it would be hard, but I think it'd be amazing.
I reckon she'd be great, and I just was waiting for my cameo appearance on the hometown visits, Floyds.
Oh my God, I would live for Lucy at hometown.
Where was her invitation?
Where was my invite? I'm like, I'm actually single. Could someone ask me to be the bachelorette?
Maybe I should do a redo. I'll become single to become the bachelorette.
Please.
I reckon, babe.
They could do the sisters one where, like, we both go on as the bachelorette and, like, you're, like, the one that all the boys like and it's really nice, and then I'm the one that maybe one of the guys like and I'm really brutal and mean
that's
to everyone
not a,
else.
That's not a show.
Oh.
That show does not exist.
That show is called Our Life.
No, but there were... but there were the sisters, there's Ellie and Becky that were the bachelorettes, and it, like, I can think of nothing worse. The anxiety that I would feel having someone else, I'd be like, I would think that none of them like me. Like, I the whole time, but like, they don't, you know what I mean?
And like, I just would never want to potentially have like a falling out with your friend. I'd be like, oh, you go it, babe.
Yes, like, with a sister.
Yeah. Fuck.
Hang on. So, can you tell me, run me quickly through? Did you watch that season, Abs?
No.
I need to know what happened. I don't know what happened.
Yeah. I mean, I didn't. I think that was last year. So I didn't watch anything Bachelor related last year because it was a bit too close. I didn't watch either seasons last year, but I'm watching this year.
Well, can we all watch this year and like reconvene with commentary after and just like discuss things?
Yeah, I'm doing recaps on the podcast actually on my It's a Lot. So yeah.
Amazing.
Fun plug. There we go. Yeah.
Okay. One more or two more or three more questions. We'll see how many we can quickly bang out.
All right.
Methods to detach your brain from your ex post breakup.
Oh my God. Okay. Go to therapy, obviously. Step one. Step two, I have been doing this recently when I get a bit too obsessed with someone. When I start to think about them, we'll start to have that, you know, that little like romanticized thought and you're like, oh, then they did this. I have to stop myself because my therapist said that I have to rewire my brain. So I stop myself from that thought and I'll go and like make a cup of tea and I'll have to not think about it for the entirety of the cup of tea, or I'll go for a run and, that, and my rule is not think about it. And it kind of helps you rewire your brain.
How do you stop yourself from thinking about it?
Like, that sounds like that. I would have to go and talk to someone. If I was like by myself, I'd still be thinking about it.
Yeah, it is really hard, particularly in lockdown. But I think it's the act of making the team being like, I get a break for 3 minutes. And then after that, I'm allowed to think about it as much as I want. It's kind of like that. It's like you will get to each that scratch, but then eventually you stop thinking about it. Like, I swear, and I'm the most like.
Control.
Yeah, but I'm like really bad with this shit. Like, I don't find this easy. And if I have a cup of tea or like go and like make a sandwich, or like, I'm like, oh, if I watch one episode of Real Housewives and all I think about is what's happening on The Housewives, my phone away, then it stops, it breaks the circuit.
Mm. I love that, actually. I think that's a really good tip for me to use because I'm the same as you. I'm an obsessor. Mm. I'll obsess about anything and overthink everything.
Me too. Everything.
I'm a daydreamer too.
Yeah, like a fantasy. Yeah. And like you make up a fake person in your head that isn't real. Shit.
All right. We've got time for a couple more questions. Do you have any regrets in this life?
No, I don't think so, because everything is like, I don't know, everything works out in the end. Do I have any regrets? No, actually. Oh, actually, not leaving Sydney, not staying in Brisbane before lockdown, because I was in Brisbane and came back like 4 days before lockdown started. So I was in Byron. So I regret not staying in Queensland when I was there and safe and I hadn't, you know, been in
you
a
could have been
spot.
Here in person, babe, with us. And then I know. Could have been going to rickshaws after.
Yeah, I know. But that's my one regret. I know. That's the one regret. It's not. Okay, I had a feeling. I was like, I should stay. And I was like, nah, it'll be 2 weeks lockdown. It's fine. Like, you got to go back. And then.
All right. This is my last question. Who is your best ever route? Someone's asked. Lol.
Oh, my ex-boyfriend that I love, for sure. I came 21 times the first time we had sex.
Wow.
Wow.
Yeah. Like, first day, but still, that's a lot of cummies for a day.
That's a, yeah, fully.
Did you just say that's a lot of cummies for a day?
Yeah, I did just say that. Yeah.
a little cummy bear.
We were just laughing because I feel like the word cum for a girl is so fucking revolting.
Yeah, we need it. We need another one. We need like a.
What did we come up with?
Finish.
Yeah.
Did you finish?
It's a bit, yeah.
It's a bit schoolyard, though.
It is.
Did you orgasm?
Nah, too intricate. It's like, did you ejaculate?
Yeah, orgasm's too clinical. Like, ejaculate and orgasm, that's too, like, textbook.
Too clinical,
Finish is a little bit like.
Finish is all right.
Finish is all right.
I think cum is too, like, it's just not even a proper representation of what it is.
But I also feel like finishing implies you can only finish once during a session. Yeah.
Climaxed.
Oh,
Sex in the City.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Why don't we make up a word like,
yeah,
did you, hiya, or something?
That's very karate.
Hiya.
Did you, hiya? Oh my God. I feel like that's not going to fly.
Okay.
We'll think
don't
of one.
Gaslight my suggestion.
Yeah. Me? Wrong. Wrong.
All right. What's
did
yours?
You saw? Oh, that's nice.
Saw like a fly. It's a bit like fly. Poetic.
It's a bit too boho.
What would yours be, Abs?
Yeah, it's very Byron. Oh, fuck, what would mine be? Honestly, guys, I just like saying come. I don't have an issue with it.
Yeah.
What about did you? Chumalaka, chumalaka, chumalaka.
I feel like no.
I feel like hashtag mood kill.
Did you? Kia, kia, kia. Oh, that's too close to higher. Oh, wow. I'm really in a karate train.
What about hoodly hoo?
Yeah, that. Yeah.
Did you hoodly hoo? Run for cover, motherfucker.
That's how you see it. Oh, that's a fucking way to finish.
That is.
I think beautiful. You just stick to finish.
That's great.
Yeah, true. Guys, I've loved this chat.
I know, I missed you guys. I can't wait to be back in Queensland to see you. Once lockdown's over, I'm coming straight up to see Mum. So I'll see you guys when I'm back.
You always say that and you never see us. So can you actually please see us this time and we'll go to the Pav? And
no, I will. Last time I got really busy. I had my birthday, so I was fucking running around.
You had like a bit on, Bubsy.
Yeah, bit on. But I will be back. I'm going to come back for a couple of weeks next time. So I will see you, I promise.
Well, we love you as always, Abs, and
hang in there. Keep up the FaceTime sex.
Oh, I will, girls. Don't you worry. Love ya.
Mwah. Love ya.
Oh, so that was Abby Chatfield, everyone. Do not forget to rate and review. We hope that you enjoyed that episode as always, and love yous.
Love you so much, and we hope you guys are looking after yourself out there in lockdown and keeping safe and keeping satisfied.
Hang in there, guys.
And we'll see you on Wednesday.
This episode was brought to you by Hysmile, where they are offering our queens 20% off store-wide across all products. Just use the code WILD at the checkout for a limited time. Head to the link in our show notes.
This podcast is part of the Spin Studio Network. To stay up to date with us, don't forget to subscribe to this podcast, leave us a review, and follow us on Instagram at @we_the_wildones. Cheers, babes.